is the most fantastic story. Have you ever heard anything like it? This man, Joseph, who was going to marry his childhood sweetheart. He'd known her in the village since they were very small. She was quite a bit younger than him. And now, just before the wedding day, she comes to him and says she's pregnant. And if that's not bad enough, she says she's pregnant because an angel told her that she was going to be pregnant and she was going to carry the Son of God. What is he going to do? What is this poor guy going to do? He has not slept a wink. The shame of it. The shame of it on his family. The shame of it for her. The shame on the village. He was a carpenter. He'd bashed his thumb more than once this week. He had walked the hills trying to figure it out. What is he going to do? What is he going to do? His whole life had come to this moment. She's pregnant. And she says this is some kind of miraculous thing that's going on. Come on, for goodness sakes. Tossing and turning, no sleep, sweating on those hot nights. Are you ever going to square that? Would you ever think, yeah, okay, angel came, yeah, okay, I'll believe that. Believe it? You must be joking. And as he lay in bed one night, let's say it's after a week of this, and he is very, very weary. And you're going to get a lot of this kind of thing in the next hour. In terms of the intensity of a presence. So he's in his bedroom. He'll have a mattress on the floor. He may have made his own wooden bed. And suddenly he's aware that in that doorway there is somebody. Have you been in those situations where you can cut the atmosphere with a knife, as they say? Well, this is what happened then. With that, there was an intensity of light. After all that's going on, what is this? He was quite frightened. And as often happens on these occasions, the angel said, don't be frightened. Take Mary as your wife. Really? Take Mary as your wife. She's going to have a child. And you are to give him a name. He's going to be a boy. And you are to give him the name Jesus. And then the angel disappeared. Don't expect he got any more sleep that night, do you? Mary, by this stage, was pretty heavily pregnant. And he thought, well, we've got to go and be counted. Caesar Augustus has said we've got to be counted, and I'm of the line of David. He lived in Nazareth. I'm of the line of David, and I am going to go to Nazareth. And I've got relatives in Bethlehem. I've got relatives in Bethlehem, that city on a hill in the limestone hills where David came from. He said, I'll go. 4 days. It's 4 days traveling. So in the morning, I'm guessing he got it all ready, got his donkey ready or whatever animals they used, feed for the donkey, money for the journey. Mary seemed to go along with this quite quickly. She's heavily in child, with child. And they get on the, she gets on the donkey and off they go. 4 days. 4 days, that means 4 nights or 3 nights anyway. On the way there, she suddenly gets a twinge. Can you imagine the conversation? He's gone from not on your Nelly. I'm never going to marry her. The least I'll do is try to make it as painless as possible and divorce her quietly to, okay, let's go to Bethlehem. And now she's having a twinge. Joseph, maybe the first time she's spoken to him on the journey. Joseph, I can feel a twinge in my tummy. Oh, really? let's say because it's too much agony, it was on the last day. They can see Bethlehem in the distance, and suddenly the road is full of other people also going to be counted, and it's getting busier and busier, and suddenly the thought crosses his mind, well, where are we going to stay? I was just going to stay in the pub. Where are we going to stay? And there's more and more people. And he probably starts to ask at the first place he comes to on the outskirts of the village. It won't have been a very big place. Have you got anywhere to stay? No, sorry. You must be joking. This place is full. This is really good business. Let's, you know, try so-and-so down the road. Off he goes, pulling the... Oh, hurry up, Joseph! Hurry up, Joseph! Not good, is it? Not good for any... Well, he wasn't the father, was he? But what's he going to do? Goes to the next place. No, he must be joking. You're going to be lucky, but try that place. He goes, no, have you got anywhere? And for us, no. He doesn't know what to do. It's too embarrassing to go to his neighbours. They're not going to take... He's not even married to her yet. And she's having a child. What sort of scandal has he brought into Bethlehem? And as he wanders down the road, all these thoughts in his mind, the innkeeper comes out. I'm imagining this. You all know the story. Hey, we have got a stable. He could see the desperation on his face. He'd go across the yard, push all the cattle out, and I'll get my missus to come over. She knows how to do this kind of thing. It's dark inside, pitch black. Perhaps he quickly lit a fire, helped Mary down. By this time, the contractions are, you know, pretty serious. What does he do? Perhaps he grabs some of the hay that was there for the cattle, put it on the floor, put some coats on the floor. The woman comes in with buckets of water and stuff. Get out. I'll call you when it's all over. How long does it take? There's a baby here. Were you there for the birth?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah, I was there for others, but you wouldn't have been in that time. Get out! Very anxious wait until that cry. Oh, my goodness for that. And he would have gone in, and there was this little bundle, baby Jesus. And I like to think that, again, like that angel in Joseph's room, the intensity of the presence of the Son of God in that room would have just knocked his socks off and banished any thought he had about whether this was right or not. Our first reading this evening, which is that story, is by Carol.
Two short readings. The first one is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, and it's the story which Piers has just explained, how Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. The second reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, and explains how the census brings Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. "At that time, a proclamation was made by Caesar Augustus that all the inhabited world should be registered. This was the first census undertaken while Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and everybody went to the town of their birth to be registered. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to David's town, Bethlehem, in Judea, because he was a direct descendant of David, to be registered with his future wife Mary, now in the later stages of her pregnancy. So it happened that it was while they were there in Bethlehem that she came to the end of her time. She gave birth to her first child, a son, and as there was no place for them inside the inn, she wrapped him up and laid him in a manger.